Part 11, The Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel was built during the time of Nimrod. The builders were supposed to have been giants who waged war with the gods. In 1876, a description was discovered that gave all the measurements of the Tower of Babel. The tower itself was 300 feet high. The base was 300 feet square, with the diameter decreasing towards the top. The top measured 60 feet by 80 feet and consisted of the signs of the zodiac and the sanctuary for the god Bel-Merodach. The Tower of Babel is recorded in Genesis chapter 11. And they said, "Go to, let us build a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." Genesis 11, verses 4 through 7. Satan cannot create, but he can pervert the word of God to his benefits. For instance, this tower is similar in shape to the New Jerusalem described in the New Testament. Yet while the New Jerusalem is a pyramid that descends from heaven, the Tower of Babel was built on earth in the same form of a pyramid. Remember, the Zodiac was God's first Bible in the heavens. The Zodiac has since been perverted into a fleshly, natural misunderstanding that is many times used for monetary gain as well as selfish reasons. The Zodiac, God's Word, was intended to be His love letter to His children, displaying His pure and perfect love. God was certainly displeased in what the perverted bloodline was attempting to accomplish, and as a result, He stopped it. Even today, that same spirit that wants the tallest building is still in the world. Next time you're driving into a big city, look at the tallest buildings and the shorter ones in succession. The tallest are usually the insurance companies, representing the most power and authority. Next are the banks, which many times borrow from the insurance companies. Is it any wonder the nations of the earth today try to build the tallest structure in the world as their claim to power and strength? We, the United States, had that claim with the World Trade Center. Dubai has claimed the tallest structure in the world. Very recent news spoke of Tokyo's plans to build the tallest structure ever built, 1 mile high. We have certainly surpassed the Tower of Babel in our time. God destroyed their tower and confounded their language so they could not communicate and be as one power. Today's jet travel brings the continents closer together. Translation from one language to another is right on our cell phones, as well as the currency exchange rate for whatever country we may be visiting. These things and many others unite us back as one, even though God had reason to scatter people many years ago. Does this tell us a bit about the day that we are living in? Genesis chapter 11 records that God confounded their language and scattered them abroad upon the face of the earth. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Genesis 11, verse 8 and 9. Scripture tells us in Genesis chapter 10, verse 25, that God divided the earth just before he scattered people over the face of the whole earth. This sheds possible light on how different races and tribes of people came to be on different islands and other parts of the earth. It also gives possibility to how the Indians were found in America many years later. Additionally, many people cannot understand why in the Old Testament God commanded the Israelites during war to kill all of their enemies. This sometimes included women and children. This is difficult to understand in our day. But at that time, this could have been done because of their wickedness caused by the contaminated bloodline. Thankfully, in our time, we are taught to love everyone.